Shirin gives an hour for your Zionist, and we're getting 7th Kuf Beis, which is going to discuss the din of Erev Tavshilin, which is the following. Halacha Aleph. Yom Tov Shechal is Be'er Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Friday, also Be'etzim, you're not allowed to Midrabonon. Also, Lafois, Oilabasho Begdeirim, Yuchedis L'Shabbos. One is not allowed to bake or cook in a pot specifically outright for Shabbos. Eloi, the Erev Tavshilin, unless he makes an Erev Tavshilin. What is an Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin means he's mixing together both Zodos. In other words, one of the reasons brought in Gemara, that he's showing as if over here he has before him ready food prepared for Shabbos. Abazay, what he's preparing now really is for Yom Tov itself. If no guests come, then he'll have for Shabbos. Because Be'etzim and Atayra, it is mutter to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Shabbos is a greater Kedusha. However, Chachamim wanted to be making on Kavod Yom Tov, and they shouldn't be mezalzel in Yom Tov. Therefore, they established Erev Tavshilin, and therefore you have to, if they create the Shabbos, it shouldn't just be secondary Shabbos. Rather, you have to have mechubadik of food, and you have to, we were noyik to take pas that we're going to eat specifically at the Sa'uda. Allah, Zaktivayt. Eloi, the Erev Tavshilin, so Oisibar of Yom Tov. You have to specifically before Yom Tov set aside an Erev Tavshilin. The Loy Lefnezi, you can't do it before Erev Yom Tov. Aval B'dievet, the Erev Yom and Rabim Kaidim Yom Tov Mutter. If you did B'dievet, you prepared many days before Yom Tov, it could also pass. I know. How do you do this Erev Tavshilin? So Lekech is a Tavshil. You take something cooked or Oitzli or something roasted. So Roy Lavas Boy is a pass that you can eat together with bread, whether it's an egg, something cooked or something roasted or a piece of meat, the fish. Begam pas. So you take bread and something that could be eaten with bread, something that's cooked. And you make the following bracha. Shekitanam says it's what you have sanctified us and consecrated us with your mitzvahs. It's what you commanded us on the mitzvah of Eru, which is the Rabbanan. Ve'oimer, and then you spell out what exactly this will represent. Ba'adein Eruv, through this Eruv, or in the Alter Rebbe says it's B'dein Eruv, with this Eruv, Yeshar Alona, it will be permitted for us. Lafuyi to bake, lafashuli to cook, l'atmone to hide. They would put in pots and then places that would maintain the heat and even add heat in certain cases. And to light a candle. And to be able to do all our needs from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The Alter Rebbe says, now, the Alter Rebbe continues and says actually in Nusach, which is Merumas in the Gemara, that if someone did on behalf of someone else, he could do for the whole city. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe, when he says, if a person gives it over to someone else and he's mezakeh through him, he says, Lono l'chol Yisrael darim b'yarzois, it's going to be mutter for us and for all the yin that live in this city. If you don't understand this language, which is in Aramaic, you do have to say it in a language that you understand. And now we're going to spell it out in Hebrew and in Yiddish. With this Erev, you have mutter lano, it's going to be permitted for us to bake, to cook, and to bury, so to speak, lahadlik neiros, and to light candles, lasses kolzoch, and to do everything we need, miyam tov l'shabbos. And now in Yiddish, durch the Erev, is this a loyp for uns to backen or to kochen to speisen warm erhalten? That means to keep it warm. Licht anzuzinden on überhaupt alles Nacht von Yom Tov auf Shabbos throughout the night of Yom Tov for Shabbos to verrichten to prepare. Halacha base. It's more in German than in Yiddish. Halacha base. Tzarich yishia tafshel davish darkel achlem apas. What you prepare as something that's cooked, as we said, cooked or roasted to go with the bread, it has to be something that's generally eaten with bread. For example, you're going bus or dog, beitzim, meat, fish, or eggs. Avodavish ain darkel achlem apas. It's something that's not generally eaten together with the bread. Loi mahani doesn't help. Now, shira tafshel, how much of this cooked food you need to have, and it's important not only in how you set it aside initially, but rather, as we'll see, if it gets eaten at that point, you need to have at least a kezayis left. And so he says, of the tafshil of what you're cooking, you have to have a shear of a kezayis, the size of an olive, vapas, and bread has to be the size of a kebetza. The Shalana continues. It's good to beautify the mitzvah and to search to choose a very special portion of food for this mitzvah. The pas should be a complete bread or a complete challah or matzah. You put it aside, and it's customary to use this as lacha mishnah, the first for the night of Shabbos and for the day of Shabbos, and eat it only at the end of Shabbos. So the shlish is yivtzalel. Once you did one mitzvah with it, we keep it to do another mitzvah, as we said in regard to Erev Pesach, burning the chametz, so we use the the aravis and the lulav that you used for one mitzvah, use it also to add in bir chametz. Use the mitzvah from one to another. Halacha gimel ein erev tefillin moel el lahater lases kol tzarich yamtiv biyamtiv. This will only be matter, permit us to do malacha of preparing food if it's early on in the day. As I mentioned earlier, the hainu, what's the reason it has to be prepared earlier on in the day? You can't do it 2 minutes before shkia. You have enough time in the day. You leave enough time in Yamtiv that had guests come, they would be able to enjoy from what you have now prepared. That's when you have prepared it for Shabbos. But you're in your mind, the back of your mind, if their guests come today, you're going to be able to use it even on Yamtiv. You're not totally preparing Stam, you're not thinking about Yamtiv, thinking about the next day and utilizing this day to prepare for the next day. You have in mind that if guests come, you're going to give them. And therefore, you have to practically have enough time that the guests can enjoy it, to be ready, and the guests will enjoy from it. If there wouldn't be enough time, by the time this food is ready, it will already be Shabbos, and they won't be able to enjoy. Ein more later tashlim. Ein tashlim does not help permit. And therefore, it is customary. When Yom Tif, either the first day Yom Tif in Yom Tif in Eretz Yisrael falls out on Erev Shabbos, or in Chutz Laaretz, it's one of the 2 days Yom Tif falls out on Erev Shabbos. Makdim l'spal Arvis shel Shabbos b'oid yom. When to daven Ma'ariv of to Kabbal Shabbos early, and therefore this will be as a reminder. She was Jews the Ma'aligmar Hakol Koytum Shavu Mizmal Shel Yom Shabbos. That way, being that the people at home know that everyone's being Kabbal Shabbos early, they have to prepare the food way earlier, and therefore it's going to definitely be ready and available for guests if they come on Erev Shabbos, which is this the day of Yom Tov, which you're preparing for on it for Shabbos. The tavshilim shematmenim leShabbos and all the food that you are burying, so to speak, in a way that should maintain the heat for Shabbos. Shrichim matmenim boidyim, that also has to be set aside and in a warm place before when the day is still big. She's bashal koydim and shmash, they should be fully cooked before bein shmash lachal pachas. Shlish should be shown at least a third of its cooking. Shitzas Rambam, but you know Rashi says chatzi bisholim. Halacha dalit loyu de lefois ulavashal ide erev el erev Shabbos. We're only matir erev tashilin in regard to erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Alamiyim im yamtiv im chol yamtiv yam chamishi ubayim ashishi. If there's 2 days yamtiv and Shabbos in Chutz Laaretz, then also lavashal lefois biyam chamishi bishul Shabbos. You can't prepare for Shabbos from Thursday. You have to, for Thursday, you can only prepare for Thursday. And then Erev Tavshilin, sorry, you make on Erev, you only make Erev Tavshilin. Thursday, you prepare for Thursday. And on Friday, you can only prepare for Shabbos. Halacha, hey. Tzarech shiya Erev kayam ad shehechin kol tzarech Shabbos. The Erev has to be, it has to exist and be available until, as long as you still need to prepare what you need to prepare Shabbos. And Mekom Mekom, Hizkel Sazik, by the Erev Kayim, if she started, for example, cooking or baking, when the Erev still existed, had the Shira that we're going to mention in a minute, then, and your Erev was still existed, even in Mekom, she's big Ligmar, before you finish preparing for cooking or baking, Neva the Erev, it got lost, or a child ate it, etc. Multiple Ligmar, Masha Hizkel, you're allowed to finish what you started, for years, if you're not allowed to begin something new or prepare new. And at that point, if it was eaten or it got lost, is not a problem. You're allowed to even bake. So this is specifically if the past was disappeared. If the tavshil got eaten, if the child ate the matzah, then you're good to go still. You could even bake from the snai. But if what was cooked got lost, then imnisha kazayis gamken lehipsid. If you still have a kazayis, you can still prepare. But imnishtar kazayis also lavasha kila irta. At that point, once there's no kazayis left of the thing that you cooked, you're not allowed to cook as if you never put an erev. Okay, so like imnisha leirim. What happens if a person forgot to do erev tzavshalom? Imlan iska adachar sudas shacharis. If he remind himself only after sudas shacharis. Ve'ein shom b'makom ha'ol yisrael achar she'erev. There's no other yamtiv. There's no other yid that did do an erev. Alter Rebbe says, had there been a yid over there, Oisha, yes, then that yid could be machnan to you, kemach v'tavshilov. He could be machnan to you his kemach for you to use that he grind and his tavshilov. Ein emoter el vashak deir achas. The only thing you can prepare is one k'deira. V'lefes pas achas lad l'kner acha echad l'shabbos. One candle, one pot, and one loaf. One chal. Im nisker kaitim shem v'asol l'shachas. However, if you remind yourself before you prepared for that day, that means erev Shabbos, the chosu yom tov. If you didn't prepare yet for the Shabbos, for the erev Shabbos suda, for this yom tov suda, then you can prepare for everything you wanted to prepare, as we said already in Simon Kuf Aleph, even if it's 2 days Yom Tov and it's not followed by Shabbos, you can add a lot in one pot and there's left over for the next day. However, you have to taste from each pot that you're preparing. If you're preparing a huge pot, so it has to be nikka that you're actually also using it on the first day of Yom Tov, hence you prepared it for that day and now there's left over. But if you're not eating anything on Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, and you're only eating for Shabbos, that's already a problem. And if there is someone that did do an Erev, did prepare an Erev, Yitin, Lozeb, Bematana, Kimchoi, Upsor, V'chol HaShaychelza, he should give him as a gift his flour and his meat, but anything else. But who is Kibadwar Melbach Ba? He will, yeah, the person that didn't make the Erev, he will be Makna. He'll give as a gift or to a Yid that did do an Erev. He's giving you a lot of gifts on Yom Tov. Even though on Shabbos not allowed to, like Mekach HaMemkar, on Yom Tov a lot of gifts. So he gives that as a gift to someone that did do an Erev, and he cooks and prepares, and he'll go over to his house to eat. Basically, either behag picking it up, or Meshichel Techbeis brings it into his shuls. And he'll bake or cook for. I mean, have that either. Feel the basis of the shalayir. If he's allowed to even cook in the house of the person. He's even allowed to cook specifically in the house of the person that didn't make an Erev. Now, halachavav, kol ba'al bayis tzarich la'asos Erev tashlim la'atzmo. The truth is that even though we mentioned earlier, one could rely on a public one that's only once in a lifetime. You have to make, everybody has to make their own Erev tashlim. Or you command others to make an Erev on your behalf in your house. Afilu isha she'en la'baal. If a woman doesn't have a husband, almana, etc., if she knows how to make an Erev Tashlim, she should make her own Erev Tashlim and not rely on the public one that the Rav does. Not allowed to rely on the public one that the Rav does for everybody. Someone forgot against his will, it slipped his mind. Or he's so busy, it was impossible. He was doing Erev Tashlim. He didn't make an Erev Tashlim. Or he made and it was eaten. The tafshil, there's not even a kazayis left. Or he thought that l'chatchil is allowed to rely on the aid of the Rav. He never did it before, let's say. If you in fact do have a person that made an Erev on behalf of everybody, as the Alter Rebbe instituted in his basically what he's doing is he is being mezakeh, so to speak, letting someone acquire on behalf of the whole city the Erev Tavshilin, and then he says through this, Vivarech Zabracha, Yochel Zeh Lismach Al Erev Zeh. He could rely on this Erev. Aval Misha Shacha Machmas Atzah, if he forgot because he was lazy, not because he didn't know, or Shazamach Hazel Chatchil Al Erev Zeh, Loi Mahanele, he will not pass and it will not work for somebody that intentionally didn't make an Erev Tavshilin because he's relying on it. Unless he forgot, like I said, the dinner can do ill zifhei, which we said if a person is mezalzel, then he can only prepare one pot, etc., or be makna, etc. Halacha zayin, im chol yom tov b'yom hachamishi u'b'yom hashishi. Thursday, Friday. V'nizkar b'yom hachamishi, shlo yaseh erev tashlim. He reminds himself not Friday morning, before we said this, right? We said if he reminds himself Friday after, so the Shabbos, that's when he really runs into a problem, and then could be makna to someone else to do on his behalf, or that did do an Erev or one pot, etc. If you remind yourself before so the Shabbos, so we said, then if he's before so the Shabbos, he could prepare a big pot for himself, but prepare to put into there much more meat and much more food, and basically it makes the food better, and whatever's left, he has a lot left for Shabbos, providing he's going to eat a little bit on that thing. Now we're talking about a person reminding himself on the first day. Now he can do it tonight. You could do the Erev Tavshilin, but the Evid, instead of doing it on Erev Yom Tov, you're doing it on the first day of Yom Tov. And then afterwards he says a specific condition. He says, "Ima yom kodesh, if in fact today is the real Yom Tov and it's a Heilige Tag, and it's our last Seder, I don't need to do an Erev altogether because the next day is Chol, and from Chol I'm allowed to prepare for Shabbos. Ima yom Chol, if today's a regular mundane day, so then Badein Eruv v'Chulu." He says, "Then with this Eruv, it's going to be mutter tomorrow to prepare for Shabbos because you do the Erev that's shown on Erev Yom Tov." Of Rosh Hashanah and Yechalaske, and this will not work for Rosh Hashanah, because as we said, both days in Yom Tov have one Kedusha. Ayin El Sim and Tzadik Tassiv Beis. Halacha Aleph of Siman Kuf Gimel, in which we're going to discuss the dinner of Simchas Yom Tov, the joy of Yom Tov. Halacha Aleph, Shem Shem Mitzvah L'Chabit, this is Shabbos, just as there's a mitzvah to honor Shabbos, Ola Anga, and take delight in the day of Shabbos. Kach Mitzvah L'Chabit Kol Yom Tov, one has to re-honor all the Yom Tov, Ola Anga, and to enjoy and take delight in this special day. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "L'kdoish Hashem mechobot," for what's holy, what's consecrated to the Eibishter, you have to call it out and announce it honored. "V'chol yom tovim nema bam mikra kodesh," being that all yom tovim were called mikra kodesh, they were announced holy, so they also assume this chiyuv of l'chabdeh, like the pasuk said in regards to Shabbos. Now, shnei mitzvos elu. The Alter Rebbe says these two mitzvahs of kavod and oinig, they apply also v'negas gamkin b'Rosh Hashanah, even on Rosh Hashanah, but not on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is a different thing. To drink a revis yayin, it's a different thing. Halacha base. Ezer Kippur. How do you honor the day? How do you honor a day? Zel Shamar Razal, this is what Chacham told us. Shemitza Aladim legaleach v'erev Yom Tov. He has to take a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. Kedesh lo yikar his lareg v'shum anuval. He shouldn't come into Yom Tov when he's with long hair and not respectful, not honorable. Beim v'chein mitzal lirchetz v'cham, and wants to take a shower and wash himself in mikvahs or warm water. Lach of reishay, and to wash his hair. Belit al tzvayin rabat to cut his nails. Be'erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, coming be'erev Shabbos, just as he would on Erev Shabbos. He shouldn't come in with long nails, which is a symbol of Avelos and Bechal, not Mechodik. V'chei mitzvah lo'osh pas be'beisa be'erev Yom Tov, l'chved Yom Tov, k'may be'erev Shabbos, it's a special mitzvah to bake, as the Nashim Tzganiyas do, to bake challah on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yom Tov, just as they do on Erev Shabbos. V'chein asu lecha be'erev Yom Tov, min amin chol ma'ala, one is not allowed to eat asu'udah from Shah Asiris, from Mincha Gdoila, from half an hour after Chatzos until and onward. The Alter Rebbe says, from Shah Asiris. That's when it's talking about the second Mincha. Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours, Shah Ismani is before Shkia. The Alter Rebbe says already from Shah Asiris not to sit down. So the Kumar Be'er Shabbos, this is all in order. And I should have an appetite for Sus Yom Tov, shouldn't come in full. Bimchol Erev Yom Tov b'Shabbos. If Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos, and therefore he has to eat a Sus Yom Tov, then he should eat it. Yerchel Sus Shlishis Koydim Mincha Ketana. He should eat Sus Shlishis before Mincha Ketana. It means before 2.5 hours, before Shkia. That means the first you eat your Suda Shabbos earlier, and then the Suda Shlishis, the second Suda Shabbos by day, you eat it before, 2.5 hours before Shkia. Lo yechol kodem ha-shah ha-sivis, the Alter Rebbe says, if you didn't eat before the 10th hour, yechlen ha-chak, you still have a chiyuv Suda. V'chein hadin b'yom tov rishon, same deal as yom tov rishon, shehu erev yom tov sheni, that also one should not eat yom tov rishon too late in the day to leave space for Yom Tov, and therefore, generally, many people don't eat Suda Shlishis on Yom Tov Rishon, because you have to leave space for Yom Tov Sheni. That night is Yom Tov. It's like Erev Yom Tov also to a certain degree, unless it's Suda Mashiach, in that case, everybody's masking each other. Shalosh Shabbos. Zogt about the Mechayiv L'Kadosh. Sorry, Avol Suda Shlishis ain't noigim boy. He says that Armin is not to do Suda Shlishis on Yom Tov. Mechayiv L'Kadosh Al Yain. In this case, that Yom Tov. Sorry, what am I saying? Sorry, whoops, I don't. Chinim Yom Tov. Halacha, as the Alter Rebbe adds, that Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, that you also have to, you should eat this, so the shlishis before Mechitan or Shasirs. Halacha Gimel. Ezu Oinik, how do you take delight in the day of Yom Tov? Zel Shamar Razal Chachamim said, Chayv Lechel V'Yom Tov V'Chol Yom Shdei Sudas. Every day of Yom Tov, you have to eat at least two meals. Achas B'Layla, one in the eve of, the night of. Be'achas B'Yom, in the next morning, the day of Yom Tov. Yechal pas yosim kebeitza mat. You have to eat a little bit more than a kebeitza, which is lechum rashir suda. Avos in regard to Shabbos. Avos suda shlishis ain egimur. You don't have to have a suda shlishis, a third suda on Yom Tov. The chayv lekadosh al yain kodem. So one has to make kiddush before he begins the meal of Yom Tov. On a kais the yivtzal steak kikar shlemus, and then he breaks bread with two complete chalas, two complete matzah on Pesach. Chmoy b'shalos just a shalos. Yavre b'basar, he should have a lot of meat, the yain and wine and McDonald's and sweets treats. Kivi yicholter based on his capacity, based on his capability. V'ayin le'il simin ayin beis siv zayin chas. We'll discuss examples for this in regard to Shabbos.